today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
You think you're a good pastor, you're a good leader, you're a good daddy, you're a good mama because you take care of other people's bills and their issues, but it's not for you to bear others' burdens. You got to learn how to walk and bear yours with your grown self. I'm grown. Well, if you're grown, get to it. Be grown when it's time for you to care for your own burdens. Yeah, I got it on the inside. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Oil is Flowing. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3.
I've done two messages from this passage, and that is Beautiful Ashes, Beautiful Ashes, Beautiful Ashes, Beautiful Ashes, part 1 and 2. This will be the third one under the Reclaim Delight series. Look at verse 3 out of Isaiah 61. It reads like this, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Look at this, the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Some versions say the oil of joy instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair or heaviness. So I got some work to do in this series, but I got to deal with this one here, the oil of gladness. From the subject out of Isaiah 61, as we deal with reclaim delight, God wants you to have joy again in your life. He wants you to be able to smile and not walk through life with an offense on your shoulder. He wants you to have delight. The message is entitled, The Oil is Flowing. The oil for what? For gladness. It's flowing. So let me go ahead and help you. Sadness won't have space. Despair will not be able to thrive. Anxiety and worry is not your portion. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. God's gonna let oil flow so you'll smile again. I won't have to perform to get you to smile. I won't have to sing to get you to smile. The oil is here for your gladness. So, Father, I give you praise and thanks for this moment. Thank you for the oil that is flowing even now from the throne, the thick oil. Father, I give you praise for the processed oil, the crushing of the olive to make the oil. And I thank you for the release upon your people to take us into new heights and deeper depths of joy and delight. Father, we need you now. If we looked at what's happening around the world, none of us would have a reason to be glad. But Father, I give you praise that we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you. We bless your holy name. It is the mark, the mantra. It is the desire of your people to please you. And you're happy when we're happy. Help us to be happy when you're happy. And Father, you have good thoughts toward us. You're happy about us. Help us to be happy as well. For this we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. He's oiled me up to preach the gospel. And many of us are trying to do ministry and live life without the oil. Motivation will only take you so far. Inspiration can only take you so far. A buzz can only take you so far. Maybe for just a few hours so you can get what you want in the clubs. But God wants you to have more than just a little happiness or a little enthusiasm. God wants you to have, he wants to elongate or extend the happiness in your life. He doesn't even want you to move or to try to make it from one service to the next as you come to church for a fix. He wants you to have a lifestyle that you don't just come to church because it's something that you check boxes with. You understand that you need an impartation from God daily so that you can step into another realm of living and existing and flowing with God. I think it was Jesus who taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us." Many of us walk around with unforgiveness because we feel we have a right to, but actually unforgiveness hurts you more than the offender. It'll stop you from being glad. It will stop you from seeing life or the glass half full. You will always see it half empty. That is not God's best for his people. I have a lot of hell that I deal with anyway. I just named off several deaths. Each one of these deaths I have to be engaged in perfectly or personally. If I act like I don't care, it would hurt multitudes of people. So I have to be engaged. I want you to think about that. I have to be engaged in the moment. Then I have to be engaged in case a baby is born at the same time. And then I have to be engaged if someone else is sick at the same time. And then I have to be engaged if someone graduates from school at the same time. Then I got to be engaged if someone is mad at the same time. And then I got my own personal proclivities and issues that I deal with. And if you ever wanted to know what it's like to walk in my moccasins, just imagine. Imagine what you would do if you had to give your life to so many. And I'm not complaining, I'm trying to show you something. If it wasn't for the joy of the Lord, I would be done. If it wasn't for the gladness that comes through the Holy Spirit and my knowledge of who I'm working with and for, I would not have nothing to give God praise for. But there's something deep down inside of me that's telling me to go ahead. There's something that pushes me to the next dimension anyway. There's something that makes me rise and put my feet on the floor and say, "God, I thank you for breath, life, toilet tissue, Q-tips, and everything else that's mediocre in others' lives. I give you praise for the small things, because when I give you praise for the small things, you help me to get through my big issues." Can I get anybody in here to give God a little glory for the small things? I know you want to give up because life is tough, but you can't quit. There's too much life in you. The Bible is clear, verse 3. "And provide for those," to provide for those who grieve in Zion. That means people who praise grieve. I don't care how you praise. I don't care how you tithe. Grief will hit all of us. Just because you came to Jesus doesn't mean that there's no ash in your life. Please get this morning's message. It will bless you. But also, he's come to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty for ashes, the oil of gladness or joy instead of mourning. Many of you are carrying a burden that was not intended for you to carry. It was not intended for you to bear. So hopefully in this message, you will begin to see the things that God intended for you to care and the things he didn't intend for you to care that you're worrying about. And you're going to begin to let the thing that he didn't put on your shoulders go so you can bear the burden and the yoke that he wants you to bear. Let me say it again. Many of you are carrying a burden that was not intended for you to bear. You're carrying a burden that you were not intended to bear. What does that mean? It means to make, the enemy is trying to make you accept or deal with somebody's difficulty or to hold on or to carry something heavy for an extended period of time that somebody else should be carrying. You think you're a good pastor, you're a good leader, you're a good daddy, you're a good mama because you take care of other people's bills and their issues, but it's not for you to bear others' burdens. You got to learn how to walk and bear yours with your grown self. I'm grown. Well, if you're grown, get to it. Be grown when it's time for you to care for your own burdens. Yeah, I got it on the inside. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen, because some people want you to carry what they're designed to carry for themselves. And you got to learn that it is not God's will for you to go through difficulty on somebody else's behalf. You got your own hell and stuff that you got to deal with anyway. So why are you carrying others' burdens? Mm-hmm. No one should be able to pass their issues on to you and make you feel guilty about bearing theirs. I carry my own. I just shared a few things that I deal with emotionally. A few things, and this is not a complaint, it's just for balance, so you'll understand. When you judge me, you haven't walked in my moccasins, so you would know what it's like to be me. But vicariously, put your feet in the slippers, and you bear others' burdens. I believe this is the will of God for me because scripture describes me as an ox. Muzzle not the ox that treads out the corn. You may envy what I do, but you don't know the wearisome toil, that the burden that I bear when I'm called at 1, 2, 3. It's not my mama, it's not my daddy, it's somebody else's, but I'm called to help people bear their burdens. So I can preach this message because some of you are not pastors. Yet you're trying to be somebody's pastor. You are not a pastor unless he called you and equipped you to do it. And if he didn't call or equip, stop trying to be somebody's pastor and bring them to their pastor. Amen. Oh, you want your own little silo, your own little group, but you got to learn how to bring your group to me. And I can tell them no when you have to say yes. Blessed be his name, glory to God. Y'all want to be your little pastors in your own silos, but you weren't called a pastor. You don't have the heart of a shepherd. Because when you help them and they talk about you, you'll kill them. I got to bear long and suffer with them. I'll spank they behind, but I still love them. You'll give up on them the first time you hear them talking noise about you. You weren't equipped to do it. So you got to bring them to the house of the Lord. Let the great shepherd, hallelujah, the Lord who is our shepherd, make them lie down in green pastures. And then he raised up an under shepherd to lead them beside still waters and to restore souls. Do you have the ability to restore a soul? After they fall or disappoint you, you give up. But I have to restore the soul. The mind that was lost, I got to restore it. The intellect that went down after going through a hurt, I got to restore it. The memory that always comes back, I got to restore it. The will that drugs have turned them away from God, or somebody has control over their will, I got to recover them and bring them back. When their imagination becomes an abomination, I got to bring it back to wholeness. You don't have that ability, then let me lead and do what God has called me to do. And if you think I'm boasting, then check out 50 Cent. Because the one that don't like me will turn him on when they're going through their issue. Glory to God. Don't bring that to me talking about what a preacher can't say when you always listen to trap music. They're worse than me. They're cutting you down, telling girls they're bees and boys to hit them anytime you want. And that's what's out there. Don't come here and be sensitive. And your 12 and 13-year-old and 10-year-old is listening to these grown men while you caught up in what? Let me do what God has called me to do. I've been telling y'all this for years. Glory to God. He leads them beside still waters. I'm still here, and he restores my soul. He leads them in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yay. Say yay. Though I walk through the valley of, yes, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil. I have a shepherd. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. So don't pull people to yourself if you're not the shepherd here. Bring them to the house of the Lord. Tell them they need to get under the word. All the ones that's going astray. As soon as God bless them, they don't need God no more. I don't need y'all checking on me. That's the one I'm talking to. You are not designed to carry a problem and a responsibility of someone else for an extended period of time. Nobody should pass their issue on to you and make you feel guilty if you don't want to carry it. Nobody should make you work harder while they're in ease. Listen to what I said. Nobody should make you labor and they sit back relaxing. Nobody should dump babies off on you while they party. You're carrying the wrong burdens. And you don't like me because I'm telling you what the deal is. That's not good, grandmama. You got to learn how to let people bear their burdens so they don't do the same thing over and over and over again. I'll help you, but I'm not going to carry your burdens. Listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. You come to the house of God. You want me to be working hard and pray over you, and you don't even pray for yourself? I better pray. I better do what you want me to do, or I'm no good. And what are you doing with your time? I don't see you for 6 months. You don't think about God from 1 month to the next. My job is to remind you that he's still the creator. He's still Jireh. He's still El Shaddai. His name is Jesus. Can I get an help? I got to remind you weekly, lest you go astray. He delivered you from a car accident, and you still got an attitude. You saw others die, and you're alive, and you still got an attitude. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. So I have to remind you of his goodness and his grace. But you want me to be burdened with yours while you at ease. That means I'm good, right? I'm good if I carry your stuff. But what are you carrying? Carry mine. Carry my stuff. Take it over and bring it back to me. Having added to it versus taken away from it. I think that's what Jesus said. If I give you 5 talents, how many do I expect for you to increase it to. You need to add five more. Can you? Can you? That means you're not going to pray the whole time. You got to work if you're going to add talent to what I've gave you. If I give you two talents, what are you going to do with it? You going to multiply it to four, or you going to give me back two? Most people give you back what they gave you, or half of it. Yeah, I gave you two, but you give me back one. You won't know what it's like until you double it. Glory to God. I'm almost through fussing. I'm going to teach. Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass in that day, say this day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? Of the anointing. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Say it with me. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The oil is flowing to destroy yokes today. And burdens that God did not intend for you to carry. I believe I got a witness in here. And I believe I got a witness in my spirit. I didn't know what I was going to preach on yesterday, and it was hard for me to churn it. I'm trying to make butter here. I'm trying to make some butter here, and I'm churning, but I'm not seeing nothing shift until after a while something shifted, and the Lord started downloading this message in me. And I already know, if you're here under the sound of my voice, there's a yoke that God is going to destroy off of your neck, and it will be destroyed because of the anointing. And I want you to send a praise up to God, because you're about to be set free, and whom the Son sets free is free. Hallelujah. And the destroyer is here. The destroyer of yokes. The destroyer is here. He's identified himself to me as the angel called the destroyer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know Michael, the archangel, is the warrior, and Gabriel is the messenger. But there is an angel called the destroyer. And he's identified himself to me as the destroyer. And he sat down at Truth Revealed today to destroy the yokes in your life. Glory to God. You will not be the same when you leave this room. There's a glory on my head, and I'm telling you that the angel called the destroyer has given me a word for you. He's about to break off yokes in your life that was hard for you to break, and you're carrying a burden that he didn't design for you to carry. But today is your day. Today is your day of salvation, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the destroyer because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The messianic prophet named Isaiah is the one that released this word. And he was giving the message to the Israelites. I'm bringing the same message to the Truth Revealites all around this country and the world. I'm giving this message to Trim Nation all around the world. Concerning strongholds, antagonistic strongholds. I'm talking about the strongholds that has barbed wire tied to it, that every time you move, it hurts. Glory to God. I'm talking about the stronghold that's around your neck, and every time you try to wiggle, it hurts. I'm talking about the kind of stronghold that's around your heart. Every time you try to pull away from it, it pinches you. Well, God told me to tell you that there's a destroyer here today that has a unique anointing, that when he unfurls you of the yoke, hallelujah, you will be free. And whom the Son sets free will be free indeed. And I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but I'm here to tell you, you will not be the same after you get this message. You're looking at God to do things your way, but you got to trust him to do it his way, and his way is the best way.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Oil is Flowing, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2408-0411. That's reference number 2408-0411.
Let's join together in anticipation of a thriving school year, asking for God's blessing upon our educators, parents, students, and staff. May our children's heart eagerly embrace learning as God opened their minds to seek knowledge. Experience the power of prayer at Relentless. Join us on Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m. in person or virtually via the Truth Revealed mobile app.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, August 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Childcare is provided. Experience an inspiring evening with Focus Young Adult Ministry on Friday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Scan the QR code in the foyer to uncover a supportive community, lively group discussions, and much more. Maximize your financial potential at the Financial IQ Seminar. Learn how to minimize taxes and protect your family's future at our free in-person event on Saturday, August 31st. Seating is limited, so scan the QR code in the foyer or use our mobile app or website to secure your spot.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.